This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You did an 18-minute interview last night at Earl Nightly News with a decorated Navy SEAL exposing how they're sabotaging the organizations within, a lot of stuff that's happening overseas as well. You describe basically what they're turning special forces into. You're going to leave us here at the break. We're going to calls right now, Joe, but you're going to be back, I guess, at about 2:24 with Anthony introducing this coming up today. We're going to air that because it's so important. These are really news-making interviews. You were talking during the break about basically what it gets into.
So this is what's going on. We have a sabotage of our military taking place right now, and it's been slowly happening in small increments. You know, you've got the high heels, you've got to walk in, you know, women's shoes, and you degrade these soldiers. Then you start bringing in women without combat experience and put them in leadership roles to lead elite soldiers. And then you have leadership that are leaning so far left and they're so politically correct that they're dropping standards in the regular army to allow these women in. Now, the guy that's over the Ranger induction program to get these guys in said that there would be a female Ranger. This was before she even went into the class, telling you that they were going to allow her to get in regardless.
And the Marines admit they lowered standards as well.
Yes, and it's happening. Now, here's the thing. Eventually, we're going to start lowering standards across the board. Three guys going through BUDS, through SEALs training, drowned. And what's going to happen? These politicians or these bleeding hearts are going to go, well, you know what? It must be too hard. We're going to drop the standard. Then they drop the standard. Next thing you know, we've got regular soldiers out of like Fort Gordon. We're calling them.
They're phasing out human operators. They're phasing out human.
And they're pushing out good people like former Navy SEAL Carl Higbee. We need these guys. We need that standard set extremely high. Because
standard needs to get higher.
Yes.
Not lower. And absolutely, Joe Biggs, great job. Ride shotguns to take one call. I'm going to get to all your calls. Boom, boom, boom now. Let's go to Mark in Vermont. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello, Alex. I just want to talk about the town I live in. The mayor, beyond everybody's knowledge, accepted 100 Syrian refugees to resettle in the community.
Well, you say without your knowledge, because that's what's happened here in Austin. They claim Texas got 400 in the last year. My high school got 232. It's thousands at high schools alone in Austin, and we called other areas. It's secret. So there's a secret operation. Is that what you're getting at?
What I'm getting at is, like, it seems like everybody that wants to dispute this or talk about it is filtered. The local news has pretty much blacked it out. Everybody's accepted. These people are coming in October, and we have no choice about the whole situation.
What town are you in so we can pull it up for folks that are watching and listening?
Rutland, Vermont.
Rutland?
Rutland. Rutland, Vermont. It's a community that's pretty much depressed. There's no jobs. You know, if they're bringing in 20 refugees, maybe there would be one thing, but 100 really.
Well, sure. That's also, I mean, in Germany, they'll have a town of 100. They'll bring in 700. This is a total takeover. Mm-hmm. They admit that. In fact, I haven't played the clip yet. I'll play it after I take calls of on German TV laughing and celebrating the end of Germans. I mean, this is sick.
Well, Philadelphia right now, when we go back to the DNC, I got a tip that there's quite a few thousand that have been brought in Syrians into Philadelphia in the northern part of the city up there. It's happening all over the place, and they're bringing in these larger numbers, like you said, in those communities to then eventually breed them out.
They say we're going to – I mean, here's the deal. I'm always for everybody. But it's this idea of get rid of Europeans, and it's taught at the colleges. I've got stacks of news here where this is openly taught. We've got countless videos every week. It's just crazy.
Yeah, but people always say that we're the ones that say it. No, we're just taking what they said that's in the article, word for word, by those refugees, and they're saying we want to breed them out.
and blonde hair, blue eyed is bad, and you are our slave. Ha, ha. And they're just these arrogant idiots who can't even take care of themselves, but we just fall down and worship them. Meanwhile, there are a lot of refugees around the world, a lot of people that just want to come here and be free.
And that's fine, yeah.
And literally, this gives good immigrants a bad name of every race, color, and creed. I mean, I'll say it, Americans are spoiled in many cases, but not for long.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain? Overstressed? Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going right to your calls. But first, I wanted to play this clip of Trump on Hannity last night. I played it twice last hour, but it's a big deal to have him say rape and how Clinton settled cases with women that were saying that he had raped them. Now, I know that's old news to you. I've been covering it myself for 21 years on air. But at the same time, it's big for the public to learn this when they have the nerve and the gall to say that Donald Trump asked women out when he wasn't married in a confident and aggressive way. Hey, baby, you're really beautiful. Let's go out and, you know, have dinner. If you don't ask women out like that, most women, you don't get the date. I mean, they are criminalizing normal male behavior. This is what they're doing. It's not sexual harassment, you know, when a male eagle flies up and, you know, flies in circles around a female eagle squawking at her. He's saying, I like you. And if she likes him and if he can do the, you know, the mating flight properly and show how skilled he is, well, then, you know, she might get in the nest with him. They're demonizing our normal behavior, but having Salon Magazine and the UN come out and promote pedophilia and Bill Clinton's flying around with convicted pedophiles. That's okay. And hanging out at pedophile islands, that's okay. This is the inversion of reality, and the way you counter it is taking action and taking the gloves off, just like Roger Stone said yesterday he would. And by the way, I knew that Trump was coming out with this, but obviously couldn't talk about it. And I was just crossing my fingers. And I didn't even watch Hannity myself. I just looked at Drudge and later in the evening and saw that it had happened. And then called my writers up and said, can we post something about this at InfoWars.com? But that's why I want to get more writers at night, so we are 24 hours a day. We need to do that. That's why it's important to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. 20% off on the Nason Iodine right now, X2, and a lot of other specials. Free shipping on orders of $50 or more. 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip. And a lot more at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. Okay, I'm going to go to Tony, and then I'm going to go to Cindy and Dean and Matthew and Dante. And we are going to go to Tony right now. Tony in Minnesota, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I need to vent right now. I mean, I'm your age. I'm Minnesota. But I'm pretty angry today, and you're one of the only people that I think I can talk to. The people around my work and my family, they don't care. But here's the deal. First of all, Jack Van Impe, I watched him last Sunday night for the first time in months, and he's got a huge show this Sunday night, and he's been, like, death-threatened, and like, some stations want to pull him off the air. And this man really knows the Quran. He's read it 5-6 times, so he knows what he's talking about. So I think you should have him on even tomorrow. Just squeeze him in. I love that man, and he's looking like he's old. But anyway,
yeah, I would love to get Jack Van Impe, Jack Van Impe, and Rex Sella Van Impe. I know this. I could do better than his announcer. Actually, his announcer is awesome. What's that guy's name?
Just died. So be careful.
That's spin there. If I don't know someone's died, then it's not my fault.
No, I know. But I mean, those people are super religious. I don't think they like the jokes.
But you're not listening.
Okay.
And I appreciate your call. I appreciate your call, man. Here's the deal. I haven't watched Jack Van Impe or haven't seen him on TV because I don't watch a lot of TV in probably 15, 20 years. So you call in. I let you plug his show. I'm talking about getting him on the show, and then I sit there and have fun doing the voiceover of the voiceover guy, and I say, what's that guy's name? When he goes, Jack Van Impe and Vex, no, Jack Van Impe and Rex Sella Van Impe. I'm not making fun of anyone. I'm saying that guy has a great voice. So here's the deal. I don't hold people to a high standard when it comes to joking around and having fun, so I don't get held to one, and I'm not mad at you. It's just that I don't need to sit here and be criticized. And it's not that I mind being criticized. I get criticized in hundreds of newspapers every single day. It's the misconstruence that I'm making fun of people or making fun of someone who's died. Okay? So I tried to make out who you said died. You wouldn't quite tell me, so I'll find out. That's sad to hear if that's the case. But I would imagine he's getting censored or threatened if he's exposing radical Islam or reading out of the Quran. Folks don't want us to see what's going on. And so, yes, I would like to get Jack Van Impe on, and my condolences to whoever you said died. I didn't make it out. Okay, let's go ahead now and talk to I want to chew the caller out. I just, come on. Let's go ahead now, because, I mean, I'm not putting dead people down here. I'm not a bad person, all right? It's not fair when I get criticized. I'm going to respond back because I care about you as a listener. I don't care what the New York Times or CNN says. They're a pack of scum. But I care what you say about me. Let's talk to Dean in Virginia. Dean, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Alex, 2 points. One is, we know we're being set up. The InfoWarriors, we know we're being set up. And as you said, and we need to wear the shirts. We need to go out there, Hillary, for prison, to see people's expression, to engage them in conversation. And I'll tell you what, everybody wants to buy a shirt. Now, what I'm getting at is, a while back, you had a business card that had Be the Resistance. And on the flip side, it had your addresses of the Prison Planet TV, InfoWars.com.
I remember for a while we used to throw those in for free into orders, but also people could order packs of them at cost. If we quit producing that, I didn't know that. I'm going to have them redo it.
Because I purposely go to the grocery store 3-4 times a week wearing different shirts. And since we're in Virginia, I wear a sidearm, so I get into conversation with people on purpose to get them over to the site. And just to wake people up, and half the store is awake. Now, getting to my point about Egyptian Air, but get those cards back out, please. I'd love to buy 1,000 of them.
Absolutely. You know, sometimes I have an idea like 10 years ago. We put it out for a while, and then somehow it just stops. So I'm going to call Weldon during the next break. He's just in the other side of the building. And I'm going to say, hey, bro, let's bring back the business cards at cost for folks that want to buy them from us to give out. Or you folks are smart. Make your own business cards with whatever messages you want on them or whatever websites. And people are ready to hear the truth right now. I was frustrated, and thank you, Dean, to hear the last caller talk about his family won't listen to him. Because a lot of people are in a trance, sir. And I understand that. But just keep doing what you're doing. And I love the whole audience. I'm just so real with folks. And you know, sometimes get angry, so I apologize to the caller before last that I got upset. Great points, Dean. Yes, everyone should get a Hillary for President t-shirt. Everyone should get a Molon Labe t-shirt so you can see how many info warriors there are out there. And also, so when you go to political events or whatever, the political system gets an idea of how many patriots there are. Now, I'm going to send out tomorrow. In fact, I'm going to send it out today now. Today and tomorrow, Inside Baseball, a promo code at Infowars.com/newsletter, because it's so important with increased censorship, so important with them trying to kick us off YouTube, Facebook, all these other platforms, they admit they're doing it, curtailing us, that we be able to get to you directly, even if they shut down Infowars or Prison Planet sometimes. God forbid. So we send exclusive videos, articles, promo codes for the shopping cart that nobody else gets, the folks that are members of the free newsletter. Go to Infowars.com/newsletter. Put in a new email you make or your old email, whatever you want. We will send you every day different promos, 10, 20, 30% off this or that. We're going to send out today and tomorrow. In fact, I even cut an ad for this yesterday. It's going to air later today. $9.95. Now, the t-shirt costs us like $6, printed here in America. And then there's the shipping to bring in here and everything else. That's basically cost. $9.95 for a Hillary for Prison shirt. Because we just got another truckload of them in. And if folks respond to this, I'll do the special again and really escalate the manufacturing of them. But I can't just sit on a ton of them. You know, it's a gamble when you're, you know, in free market and produce stuff and then hope it sells. Sometimes it doesn't. But this is our best-selling shirt ever. It is a collector's edition. The last one that has gone out, this one has different color print on the back and has a different message on the front, but it's still classic Hillary for President 2016 until the end of time. It says in small lettering under it, legalized freedom on the back, InfoWarsStore.com. And we're going to send it out right now out on the email in the next hour, a promo code. Now, if you want to support us, just get it for $19.95 for that shirt and the Molon Labe shirt. So you can pick what shirt you want or both. $9.95, 50% off on those shirts so we can flood the country with them. Thank you so much for your support. God bless you. Let's go ahead now and take another call. Let's talk to Cindy in PA. Thank you for holding. What do you make of the airliner going down? What do you make of them flooding us with jihadis? What do you think this really is, Cindy?
I don't know what that is. They're always doing something to distract us. It might be a distraction from Trump. Who knows? But the reason I called, I wanted to say, first of all, I wanted to thank you, Alex, for being an example of what a real man is. It's nice to see. I'm so sick of Metro males. It turns my stomach. My point for calling was Obama's number one job in this country as our president is to keep this country safe. He's done everything but keep this country safe. Why isn't Obama being arrested for blatant high treason?
I totally agree. A president is to execute the laws for the Congress and the people and to command our military in time of war and protect us and to mobilize us. And instead, all he's done is act like a demon from hell to try to bring us down. I mean, he literally is like a villain from Superman, you know, where majors, you know, or General Zod is like going into the archives and breaking the seal or whatever. I mean, he's an enemy. They've taken us over. The globalists run us, and now they want to run us off a cliff because they hate us so much. I mean, it's one thing to be conquered. If we got conquered by a more advanced, you know, human civilization that gave us more freedom, I wouldn't even be against it. We're being conquered by absolute dirtbags that hate us. And they want to bring in all these crazy jihadis that enslave women and chain them up and put hoods on their heads and cut their genitals off. Nobody's cutting any women's genitals off around me. I'm sorry to be ranting, ma'am. Go ahead.
Well, why aren't other real men arresting him? Everything's about Hillary. He's the main culprit. He's the head guy. He's selling us.
I mean, I agree, ma'am. I mean, I risk my name, my treasure, everything. Not just because I'm a quote. I mean, that's just survival instinct. I think a man has survival instinct and gets their hackles up when they're under attack, and I think women do too. And people have been slowly conditioned to accept evil, and then they see other people not caring, so they feel disempowered. Everybody should speak out, get involved, get aggressive, and point out that we have an occupied government, just like in 1941 when the Germans took over France and installed a puppet government. We have collaborators, we have traitors, we have enemies, and that's the end of it.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women. Look at your young men dying. Maybe they've always
during the break. What comes after this war, this clash of civilizations between the West and Islam? A one-world atheist religion that disguises the fact that it's pagan. A big earth worship system where you can have any religion you want as long as you don't criticize any other. And that will be the cover to persecute Christians. I remember reading about this from scholars and anti-New World Order Christians 30 years ago. I was reading books about this 30 years ago when I was like, you know, 12, 13 years old. And I kind of rolled my eyes to it. But, man, let me tell you, those people knew what they were talking about. But you don't hear Bible scholars like that now. And look how it all persecutes Christians. The UN admits a doubling of persecution of Christians the last decade. Christians are the most persecuted group, hunted down, and the governments are always opening the door to do it. And then now you destroy Christianity from within. You can say what you want about the Catholic Church and some of its history and back and forth, but it now is definitely anti-Christian at the top with this new pope. It is just unbelievable. You just tuned in. Pope Francis likens Jesus to ISIS, says Muslims must breed with Europeans. Francis slams ISIS. Excuse me, I'm having a Freudian slip. I want to slam him. He doesn't. Francis claims ISIS similar to Jesus, sending his disciples to all nations. The Pope, quote, dreaded, close quote, that's quote, dreaded hearing about Christian roots of Europe because to him they take on a colonialist overtones, and he called European nations to integrate Muslim migrants into the continent to bring more in. This integration is all the more necessary today since as a result of selfish search for well-being, Europe is experiencing the grave problem of declining birth rate, he stated. A demographic emphasis is developing. Well, why not get more compatible Christians, say, from Brazil? Or from, I mean, there are a lot of folks in Latin America or a lot of folks in Eastern Europe that are Christian that want to, I mean, why bring in folks that say, we will assimilate you, see, if you support this religion, Pope. And he went on to promote socialism. I mean, you got to read this for yourself. Europe has become old and decrepit and needs human reinforcement. They are not motivated by compassion for the Lebanon, its people, and its refugees. Soon, we will trample them underfoot, Allah willing, he stated, throughout Europe. All the hearts are enthused with hatred towards Muslims. They will wish that they were dead, but they have lost their fertility, so they look for fertility in our midst. We will give them fertility. We will breed with their children, with them, because we shall conquer their countries. I have Paul Watson's report that actually has all the audio of this. That's the head imam in Jerusalem. I want to go to a few more calls here before we go to break and come back. Please remember, look, this message is more important than ever. And there are a lot of Muslims that aren't radical like this that are trying to get away from this stuff, but they're bullied and intimidated by the radical Muslims that get the funding from Saudi Arabia and others. And so I don't hate Muslims, but I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to be enslaved by it, and I'm not going to see the globalists use it as a tool of control. All right, let's go to another caller. Let's go ahead and talk to Matthew in South Carolina. Go ahead, Matthew.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Big fan of your show. Never called before. I'm kind of excited, actually, that I'm actually talking to you.
Well, thanks for calling, brother. Go ahead.
I order a lot of your products. All the stuff that you've got listed on your website is really good. Me and my wife take the super male and super female. Works great. I wanted to ask you a question about this suicide note from a former, ICE agent commits suicide, leaves warning note of martial law.
I have not seen that. Where did you pick that up? What's the source of that?
My brother sent it to me in a text. It says, ICE agent commits suicide in New York City, leaves note revealing government plans to round up and disarm Americans during economic and bank collapse.
Well, I know that's official in the Army's own website and their own admission they're gearing up for that. I don't know if it's going to happen this year, but that's certainly a real situation. We'll Google that, and when we come back, look into that more and also recap the downed airliner and the latest on Trump. But no, sir, I was unaware of that, but I'm aware of real developments in that direction.
Right. Yeah, there's a whole, like, the suicide note itself had everything that he said, why he was doing it, the government plans. If you read the entire note, I've got the link for it. I can maybe shoot it to one of your guys.
Sure. Send it to showtips@infowars.com right now. God bless you. I got to go to break. Thank you, Matthew. I know we've got Robert and Dante and Nelson and Steve and others. coming up, I taped the next two segments you're about to hear at like 10 a.m. this morning because I've got to go deal with a family matter that's coming to a close, and thank God it's going well as it could. And then Paul Watson's coming in live, and so is Anthony Gucciardi. So it's all coming up. In 30 minutes, they'll be back live. Infowars.com/show. Please spread that link to everyone you know. They're trying to censor this broadcast.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The threat is real. That's the name of this song. Came out this year. Already a hit. Dave Mustaine's Megadeth. And it's about radical jihadist terror. I think the name of the song says it all. The threat is real. But if I breed 100 black widows, as I've said many times, and then go dump them in your bed at night, they don't take orders from me, but it's their nature that they will end up biting you and probably making you very sick or killing you. And so the globalists have been funding Saudi Arabia, protecting it, allowing it to launch these proxy armies, and opening the door to 5 million, most of the military-age men, jihadi, into Europe. I guesstimate the number is close to a million. They claim it's just a few hundred thousand. The Democrats now want Obama to bring in another 10,000. 3 years ago, Merkel was calling it 10,000 that she was letting in. Turned out it was over a million. So that's the normal equation they use of fraud. 10,000 is 100,000, then 100,000 is a million. And if you look at just the high schools and other schools around Austin, each one taking hundreds of, quote, refugee children alone, not to mention their families, the numbers are thousands and thousands per city. And so what happens when they start attacking and airlines are going down every day? What happens when they start shooting up schools and colleges and movie theaters every day? The answer will be from Hillary Clinton and others coming after your guns when they're the ones that opened up the border. They're the ones that, quote, completed the smuggling process. That's from the head of the Border Patrol Union. They're the ones that allied themselves with radical Islam. Now, in the Clash of Civilizations document, PNAC, September 2000, written by Dick Cheney, Jeb Bush, and others, they openly say, we want to have a clash with Islam. We need a Pearl Harbor event with mass casualties to sell the idea of an invasion and a defeat of Islam. Now, that would be corrupt enough to stage something or let something happen so you have an excuse to defeat radical Islam. But what's even worse is to tell the military you're doing that, so they go along with the false flag at a certain level, kind of ignore what the evidence shows, because it was compartmentalized. Most of the military wasn't involved. The military blew the whistle. The FBI blew the whistle. Not defending those organizations, they just did. It's a fact. That's now all been documented. But the word was it was done to crush Islam. Well, now you notice Islam's not being crushed. In fact, the most radical, evil form of it, out of Saudi Arabia, is taking over, and the triple cross, not the double cross, the triple cross is on. And the word is the head of the CIA is a Wahhabist, and I think the evidence is overwhelming. That is indeed true. I thought a decade ago, before he was the head of the CIA, that maybe it was a double cross of them. But clearly, no, this is a triple cross, because when you've got 1,300,000,000 people and maybe 400, 500 million of them are ready to kill and are like robots, that is tailor-made for global totalitarianism. And the globalists want to weld that in to the West and make radical Muslims the mayors, the police chiefs. And, man, they're all over Europe arresting people. They're all over Europe, very aggressive statements on TV, on German TV, Muslim leaders, your women belong to us. Blonde hair, blue eyes, bad. We're going to get you. Remember we played that clip 2 days ago and yesterday? The Pope came out. In fact, I forgot that article. Will you guys pull that up for me? Thank you. And actually told a French newspaper, you know, Christianity is bad. Christian roots are bad. He actually said it's bad to say Europe is Christian. And he likened Christianity to ISIS. These are quotes. You cannot make this up. There it is. Pope Francis likens Jesus to ISIS, says Muslims must breed with Europeans. Now, to be clear, the globalists plan in the end to destroy European liberty, to destroy the Middle East as well. They plan on crushing everybody and bringing in a one-world religion on the ashes of the Christian slash Muslim slash Jewish slash Hindu conflagration. And a lot of ignorant Westerners will go, the Hindus are totally peaceful and wonderful, perfect people. They're actually pro-Western and they're actually totally anti-Islam because Muslims have been killing them for 1,000 years. And a lot of experts believe that could be what starts World War III is the Hindus and the Muslims. I mean, we are sitting on top of just gigantic thermonuclear time bombs here. It's out of control. And I've tried to de-escalate things. I've had the late Hamid Ghul on that would interview no one else, the former head of Pakistani intelligence. I mean, he would not talk to Western media. He agreed with my analysis of the situation. It's not an anti-Islam analysis. It's not an anti-Pakistan analysis. It's not an anti-India analysis or anti-Israel analysis or anti-U.S. analysis. It's a pro-humanity survive analysis. And the globalists are bringing in a world system designed to cause conflagration and total meltdown. Now, I mentioned this article earlier today, but I want to get into some of it right now before I go into the latest that's broken with the whole situation. With this latest plane, Egypt Air Flight MS-804, taken off from Paris, now found in the ocean. Remember what happened on October 31st, Halloween 2015, Metrojet Flight 9268, the Russians. The Russians within 2 days said it was obviously terrorism. The jihadis released a video of their Stinger missile taking it down. And the Russians just basically sat back and took it because they know they're being poked into a larger war. And our own media tried to spin it for months saying it wasn't terrorism. No, it was terrorism. We're going to be talking about that as well. But first, this article is on Infowars.com. It's on ZeroHedge.com. British general says a nuclear war with Russia in 2017 is entirely plausible, close quote. With tensions between Russia and the West at post-Cold War highs, a former NATO deputy military chief is now, so that's the deputy head of NATO formerly, is now, so the vice president of NATO, is now saying that a nuclear war with Russia over the Baltic nations in 2017 is entirely plausible, according to RT. And they have links to his statements. With tensions between Russia and the West at post-Cold War highs, it's actually worse than ever, a former NATO deputy military chief is now saying that nuclear war with Russia over the Baltic is entirely possible in 2017. General Sir Richard Sheriff from Britain served as second highest NATO military office in Europe from 2011 and 2014, has written a fictional book about a nuclear war with Russia in 2017 triggering by a dispute over the Baltic nations. And notice it's all happening. While the story is indeed fictional, Sheriff said the story is based on entirely plausible scenario. The scenario in which Sheriff lays out is that Russia would first occupy Ukraine to secure the land route to Crimea and then invade the three Baltic nations, all of which are members of NATO. He claims Russia will do this because it feels NATO is perceived as weak. So this is very hawkish garbage. And Russia will be oppositional about what it sees as alliance attempt to encircle it. Russia has three military bases outside of its landmass. We have almost, well, it's like 400 smaller bases, but close to 200 big ones. And we're run by globalists who are openly trying to start a new world war and who've moved missiles up to Russia's border. And again, I'm not a Russophile. I'm not a Francophile. I'm not an Anglophile. I don't worship the British. I don't worship the French. I don't worship, I guess you call me a Texophile. I mean, I love Texas, Amerophile, a George Washingtonphile, but that's better than Salon, pedophile news publication. I mean, literally, every few days now promoting it. I mean, that's my view. That's what they're pushing. That's what they're saying. That's a side issue. They should speak out if they don't like that label and say, no, we don't support what's being written here. But I digress. The fact is, Russia, he's trying to stop a societal, cultural population collapse and has reversed course 90% from globalist policies. They've been under them as a test bed since 1917 that U.S. and British intelligence installed. That's declassified. Look it up. And so, thank God Russia isn't under New World Order control. Do I totally trust Russia? No. Do I think Russia's perfect? No. Does Russia have incredible corruption? Absolutely. But Russia isn't coming after my guns. Russia isn't coming out with behavioral control vaccines that eat part of your brain. Russia is banning GMO crops. Russia is speaking out against the New World Order. Russia is trying to stop jihadis all over the planet and going in and taking them out. And then we sit here and see our country run by absolute anti-human scum trying to destroy our sovereignty, flooding us with incompatible jihadists. Basically, our elites do 170 degrees the opposite of the Russians. They're not 180 degrees, because the Russians still do some bad stuff. If the Russians did all the evil stuff our government's doing, they'd be aligned with them. And Russia isn't perfect, but Russia is not committing suicide, okay? And we shouldn't commit suicide, and Europe shouldn't commit suicide, and nobody else should commit suicide. The globalists have destabilized the Middle East, they've destabilized Latin America, they've destabilized Asia, and all these other countries and regions and continents. They're playing the third world off against the first world. The third world's not our enemy, but they're being mobilized into a political, economic structure that will bring us down. The taxes, the migration flows, everything is geared and pointed at making us subservient and breaking us. And the article goes on, we need to judge President Putin by his deeds on his work. He has invaded Georgia, he has invaded the Crimea, he has invaded Ukraine, he has used force and gotten away with it, the retired general told BBC. And that lines up with our generals calling for war and body bags. And the truth is that in 2008, NATO-backed Georgian troops on record, that's indisputable, attacked Ossetia, South Ossetia, and Abkhazia, and killed thousands of people, wiped out whole Russian UN bases in that demilitarized zone that's been part of Russia for 1,000 years. They killed everybody, and the Russians poured across and pushed them back. And our media ran the hoax saying Russia had invaded. It was totally false. And then I was called a Russian agent by mainstream media for just reporting the facts. Then they go on to say he's invaded Crimea. Well, that's always been part of Russia. They've had a bunch of wars over it. Half of Crimea has been part of Russia. They had longstanding problems killing each other. I'm not taking a side, the Catholics versus the Orthodox, but that's what the State Department manipulated with the anthropology and the psychology and created that overthrow that started all that. So Russia had to come in and take control of its gas delivery systems to Europe, its main money. So the West started that. And Russia didn't take all of Crimea. They took part of eastern Crimea. So what do you expect Russia to do when you start seizing Russian infrastructure that's on its border? I mean, what would we do if the Russians were in Mexico and were overthrowing the Mexican government and then were moving troops up to our border? I guarantee you we would attack them. And so there is a proxy war going on right now with Russia. That's how insane all this is. And if the globalists are crazy enough to push their different rebel forces in these different former Russian republics up against Russia, Russia is going to respond. And then if the West sends in armor, Russia is going to use nuclear weapons and has said they would. Tactical nuclear weapons. Then NATO says they're going to start hitting Russian bases. Then Russia is going to fire and start hitting U.S. bases. And then they start attacking the major city centers. Because you know, a lot of big U.S. military bases are stuck right in the middle of cities. By the way, almost no one else does that. But because of our frontier system, most of our cities were formerly military bases when we were having Western expansion and taking over from the native tribes. So it's not been done on purpose that most of our military bases are right in the middle of cities. But it's a major strategic problem because they're going to get hit. And that means you're going to get hit, and your family's going to get hit. And by the way, top generals across the board worldwide, you can just search engine, Ministry of Defense, Pentagon, Chairman Joint Chiefs say the world's in the most dangerous position it's ever been. The world is the most unstable it's ever been. And then we've got Obama running around saying it's the best it's ever been, and our economy is the best it's ever been. He also said Obamacare was going to be free. He also said nobody was coming after your guns. He also just lies to you. These people are out to get us. I've analyzed what they're doing. It doesn't even help their interest. They are crazy. So we're going to continue breaking all of this down after the break. Just to briefly recap what's happening. We saw the Metro jet back in October 31st of last year blown up. Minutes after it took off from Cairo, and of course jihadis took responsibility for that, showed video of them shooting it down. Our own media wouldn't say jihadis did it because it was against the Russians, because our own sickening elite are allied with the jihadis. It's just a fact. I can't even believe it. It's totally insane. Who's the guy that wrote Triple Cross? I debated him on Coast to Coast AM and thought he was wrong, that it was a triple cross, and that radical Muslims had infiltrated the government and made a deal, and I thought he was wrong. I think he's right now to a certain extent. I want to get that guy on. Continuing, London Guardian, another Egypt Air flight, MS-804. They think it was people inside the plane. The pilot is the main suspect, and people inside the Paris flight center that's basically run by radical Muslims. Terrorism more likely than technical failure is what they're reporting, London Guardian, obviously. Russian FSB boss says Egypt air crash, probably terrorism. Yeah, I think so. Egypt air crash, religion of peace strikes again. Paul Watson, Infowars.com. French intelligence warned the country was clearly being targeted by ISIS and was at risk of a new form of attack a week before Paris flight to Egypt. The globalists are going to allow these people to attack. It's going to get worse and worse, like Donald Trump and myself and countless others have said. And when they do attack, they're going to tell us we've got to give up more liberties. No, that's not the answer. Separately, folks, we are running a bunch of different specials right now where you can get massive deals on a lot of the nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com. There are so many specials there on the site that I want to encourage you to simply go there and look it up for yourself. But with all this uncertainty going on and all the problems that are happening and the leaking reactors and just the breakdown of civilization accelerating, now is the time to get Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. But look, I don't take it for just thyroid health because of increased isotopes so that my thyroid's full of good stuff and I don't get the isotopes. It's also because of the fluoride and the other bad halogens that are everywhere. That's what I really don't want, because I know that's in the environment. That's everywhere. And I know that once my thyroid and other glands are operating properly, I'm going to have more energy, more stamina. It's incredible. This is like not having oil in your, you know, oil tank in your car and wondering why it's clattering. If you don't have iodine, you die. And Survival Shield X2 is the purest, cleanest, best, most absorbable iodine that anybody's ever come up with. It's the best we can bring you. It is the industry leader. It is a game changer. 20% off, a super good special we're running while supplies last. It is selling very quickly. It stores for a long time. It's great to give friends and family. Just because you know how great it is and have given it five-star reviews at InfoWarsLife.com, why don't you give it to other people or educate them about iodine? This is so important. Don't keep these secret to yourselves. They don't want us to know that they're flooding our environment with bad halogens, that this is the only good halogen that your body operates off of. It's as vital as vitamin C or oxygen. You've absolutely got to have it or you die, and most people are deficient, and they're lowering the levels more and more, telling us we don't need it because it turns us into moron-addled idiots. Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2, a record 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in as well. Find out what true organic or absorbable products like this do. Find out how it'll change your life.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show, SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You know, I'm sure it is coincidence, but they admit that their foreign hackers, our own government and others, are hacking into the leading candidates' computers. That was in the Associated Press yesterday. But you know the jihadi groups up the line are controlled by globalist crime syndicates similar to the James Bond syndicate Spectre. In fact, before those books were even written by Ian Fleming, OSS and others described these different criminal networks as a hydra. And, of course, that's the symbol of Spectre. Going back to Greek mythology, the symbol of evil organizations, things that are hard to beat, things that have multiple heads, and, you know, hard to find the heart, would be a hydra. But it's interesting that when Donald Trump came on in December, and that was meant to blow up in the media and meant to have them attack him and you know, make him obviously look more grassroots, more radical, because he is, and was a hat tip to all the patriots. He had that shooting with that sleeper cell out in San Bernardino the next morning. We were in thousands of papers, biggest story out there. All his talking points were about to be forced into the media because they think they're, you know, defeating him with it, and then the shooting happened. I don't think that was done to cover that up, but I tell you this. It is bad timing. Trump waits. He gets ready. He's super angry, according to Stone and others. He comes out on Hannity, and he talks about Bill Clinton settling rape cases, at least three of them, women alleging rape. Those women have come out and said, yes, he raped me. Drudge has. DrudgeReport.com has amazing coverage of it right now. So does Infowars.com. But Drudge's is really full coverage and easy to see. But I do want to commend Hannity for his courage to come out and actually. Hannity is the best on Fox News now. Hands down, he's better than Beck ever was. I've had some problems with Hannity in the past. He said some things about me that aren't true, but I'll turn the other cheek. Hannity, believe me, is getting challenged behind the scenes. I know for a fact. Hannity's really doing a great job, and so hats off to Sean Hannity, big time, for doing that. Now, there's the Drudge headline, Trump drops R-word on Clinton. Huge, huge, huge. Because how dare them have the Democratic Party system try to blame Trump and say that because he hit on women, you know, at cocktail parties when he wasn't married, or told a girlfriend in the 1980s, you might want to lose some weight for that bathing suit. I mean, I've had family tell me, hey, those jeans are a little too tight, or, you know, hey, you're gaining some weight there. I mean, that's just what you do to help people. But turned out he didn't even do that. So you got Lolita Express, pedophile planes, pedophile islands Clinton's going to, Epstein, all this stuff. And then Clinton's got this huge record of being a sex addict, cocaine head, raping people, all these murders in his background. Vince Foster, Ron Brown, on and on. They got the nerve to do this, so Trump doubles down. There are these people not fighting back. There are these folks laying down. Well, Trump didn't lay down. And he brought up the R word, and I got to say, the fact that Fox let this on, I guarantee you Hannity had to really threaten to leave, because I know he's threatened to leave Fox, by the way. That's come out, but I remember hearing about beforehand that they didn't let him say what he wants. So Hannity is acting like a man. That's a good thing. Let's go ahead and play this clip.
Is done. How big an issue should that be in the campaign? For example, I looked at the New York Times. Are they going to interview Juanita Broderick? Are they going to interview Paula Jones? Are they going to interview Kathleen Willey? In one case, it's about exposure. In another case, it's about groping and fondling and touching against a woman's will.
And rape.
And rape.
Should that be settlements? Massive settlements.
$850,000 for Paula Jones.
Lots of other things. And
now, again, there's a longer clip of that coming up. Paul Watson will play the longer clip. I played the longer clip earlier in the broadcast today. But there, the rape word from Sean Hannity, the rape word from Donald Trump, massive settlements, women saying rape. And I've interviewed four of the women that he's reportedly raped, allegedly raped, three of them that settled. Okay? And what he does is he gets you in there, he bites you on the lip and holds it there, threatening you. And while he's biting you, like, here, like a ventriloquist, don't you try to move. And then he rapes you. So it's the power. It's the power they want. It's the control. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. Paul Watson coming up. Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.